You have your Bible, turn with us, please, to that precious book called the Book of Hebrews. And that'll be in chapter 11. We'll not read all of it, there are 40 verses, but we'd like to read at least the first few verses. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I want to speak tonight on the subject of the life of faith. What kind of life is it, and why don't more people live by faith? Now, in that same chapter, you'll find these words saying, without faith, it is impossible to please God. No need trying. Now, we go to church and say, Lord, help us to please Thee. Lord, may this song and may this sermon and may this service be pleasing in Thy sight. Well, you don't have to pray about that. Just do it by faith and go on. A lot of our prayers are just a bunch of talk. We're just trying to impress God or somebody else. The Bible said now the just shall live. How? By faith. Without faith, it's impossible. He said, he that cometh to God must believe. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. A murderous, bloody-handed jailer said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe. And then he told him what to believe on. A lot of people said, don't make any difference what you believe, just so you're sincere. My dear friends, the only thing that does matter is what you believe. The Bible said, be it done unto you according to your believing or your faith. And this building stands as a testimony of faith. I got a letter from a multi-millionaire this week. He'd been invited by some friends, and they asked me to send him a letter, and I did. And his answer was very brief. He said, I've got many combines going. I've got hay baling crews are going, and I'm sorry, I'm too busy to attend. Well, that dear fella doesn't know what he's missing. Why, he's got servants by the hundreds. He's got hired hands by the dozen, and money by the millions. And said on one occasion, I got $3 million, I just don't know what to do with laying up in the bank. Isn't it strange that a fellow like that wouldn't let me help him out a little? But if he waits until I knock on his door and ask him for it, if my Heavenly Father doesn't work him over and work that out of him, I'll never get it. We must never resort to worldly ways and unscriptural ways of raising money. And the Lord said, son, if you stay busy raising souls and people and picking up folks out of the ditch, I'll foot your bill. And through all these years, it's been so. What is a life of faith? Now, this is going to discourage. I mean, I'm going to give you most of the things I say. It's going to be very dismal. It's going to discourage everybody that lives by sight and the flesh. And somebody's going to say before I get through, I'm sure glad I'm not living by faith. That's horrible. Most people like for somebody else to live by faith, but that wouldn't work with me. You know why? Most of you, if I'm not mistaken, you don't really want to honor God that day. There's just one thing that faith demands, and that's A, double L. That's the proportion. Don't talk to me about 10%. Somebody said, well, I'm up to giving a third. Don't talk to me about a third. Brother, let me tell you, faith. Say, listen, F-A-I-T-H. Forsaking all, I take him. That's faith. Won't work any other way. Don't try now. Won't work any other way. You've got to become a slave to Jesus. You've got to think of others
You got to forget everything around you. You'll never live by faith. And you can't do it without you filled with the Word of God. That's why he said faith comes by hearing, hearing with the Word of God. You can't live by faith just saying, oh, I wish I could do that. That don't get you anywhere. Man, if your faith bone was as big as your wishbone, you'd be on your way. Do you know it? Most people go through life wishing. I won't. I tell you, wouldn't it be something? I'd like to get that. Well, dear friends, the life of faith is the only life that God's going to honor. Now, I want to give you some things that came to me in the study this afternoon. Number one, and this is sure shake the flesh. It's a lean life. Older I get, the more I realize that faith will literally starve the flesh to death. It's the only way you can get it. You got to choke the flesh to death. You can't plead with it. You can't reason with it. You can't sit around and say, oh, flesh, let's get together. No, get together me. He said, I'm going to have my way. Well, let's cooperate. Be real. The flesh hadn't got enough sense to reason. You can't reason anything with the flesh. The flesh is of the devil, and it just never has been spiritual, and it never will be. The life of faith will wean you away from the world. And the flesh will never like it. The natural man, the carnal man, and man will never get adjusted to living by faith. It'll be a warfare up until your last day. It's a lean life. And along with that, it'll starve you physically. It'll make you quit eating many times when you're hungry. Flesh will say, I'm hungry, and the spiritual man said, you're not going to get one bit. And one of the things that'll kill you quicker than anything I know, and that's eating a bunch of food when you're real burdened. Because the body, will not faith, sometime will throw a burden on you, and with that burden, he'll cut you off from the dinner table. Why? So you can bear it. But I tell you what, he'll shut you up with Jesus. It's a lean life. You've never known of a man that lived by faith, really lived by faith, that he ate like anybody else around him. You can't. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the people that have come and gone that live by faith. That's reading the world don't want to live. I mean, it's just when do we eat and where we're going to eat next and what we're going to have. And faith is a lean life. I tell you something else. It'll make you lean in your mind. So far as the world's concerned, you can't read what the world reads if you live by faith. I'll guarantee you, it'll cut you off from every book except the Bible. Oh, I know you'd say, well, we've got to read broad. That's right. That's what they told me. When I went off to school, you're going to have to read this, and you're going to have to keep abreast of the times, and all that faith will make you lean in your mind so far as knowing what the world's doing. You lose your appetite for the world's reading. Anytime you read worldly literature or worldly newspapers, you're going to have worldly thoughts in there. And they're going to seep down in your mind. I said, living by faith is a lean life. And it may make you lean, and this is true, might as well say no may to it, it'll make you lean financially. He'll never let you keep anything. Never. You'll never be able to claim anything for your own, so far as money is concerned, so far as wealth is concerned. God will never let you have. I've never known of a man that lived completely by faith that ever saved up anything or wanted anything. God might have given him something, but he doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. You cannot live by faith and have a bunch of man-made props and leaning posts. You've got to cut loose from the world if you live by faith. The average preacher doesn't know that much about living by faith. The average preacher has us worrying about how he's going to get the budget subscribed. We don't teach. Wouldn't it be fine if somebody could teach a course on living by faith in colleges and seminaries and then just give them some real projects? Life itself is a faith project when you start following Christ. You get saved by faith. The Bible says, as you therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. How'd you receive him? By faith. Then he said, so walk ye in him. Faith. I said faith, and the faith life is a lean life, so far as the world's concerned. The second thing I want to say about it, Faith is a lonely life. You know, you say, well, you mean you're going to be misunderstood? By everybody that doesn't live by faith. There'll be nobody in town who'll understand what you're doing except those who live by faith. And that's not going to be too big a crowd. Might as well put it down now. Don't be afraid of it, because I'm going to come to one sweet thing in a minute. And I'm ready to jump over the building, throw my hat through the windmill, and holler, glory to God. Faith, I mean the real faith life, is a lonely life. Jesus lived a lonely life. He said, follow me. If you follow him, you're going where he went. You say, where did Jesus live? Outside the gate. He said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race. We've sure had a lot of race problems in this generation, haven't we? But most people forgot about running the race of faith. Now, I'm not preaching on race. You see, we get them in grace, race, take care of yourself. If we get them in the right race, and this is what we're talking about right here, it's a lonely life. But there's a sweet loneliness about it. But I don't say this lest you think I'd be discouraged in trying to live this kind of, and listen, let me say something else. You don't try to live by faith. You just go ahead and live by faith. Faith is not trying. Faith is doing. James said, you show me your faith without your works, and I'll prove my faith by what I'm doing. Don't talk to me about living by faith. Just let me see your works. And let me eat a peach or two off your tree. I can tell you what kind of tree it is. Just give me some of those good old valley oranges off of your tree. I can tell you what kind of tree you are. By their fruits, you shall guess what they are. No, you'll know. You know them by their fruits. Faith doesn't try. Faith just goes ahead and does it. Faith doesn't wish. Faith doesn't hope. Faith believes and gets a job done. Faith works. Faith is the substance. Now faith is the substance. Hope are the evidence of things not seen. Faith is alone. Elijah lived a lonely life, didn't he? 3 years and a half at one little brook. But I'll tell you one thing, he didn't face any drought out there. I mean, he had some good pure water to drink every day. Had a couple of meals a day. I guess that's all God won't have, because all he sent to him. You've heard me say it, I'll say it again. My prediction is we'd cut down a third on the heart attacks in this country if we cut down one meal. If we cut a third of the meals off, we'd cut a third of the heart attacks off. You watch and see. Listen. He put him out the brook lonely, and yet was he really lonely? Don't you imagine he's felt at the top flight when he came out of there? Don't you imagine when he ate God's fare for 3 years and a half and didn't question it and stayed out there in fellowship with God, and nobody visited with him except an old raven every day, and he was in touch with God and God spoke to him, fellowship with him. Don't you imagine that he had tremendous victory when he came, wasn't afraid of anything? First thing he did when he left was God used him to perform a miracle, take care of a widow woman, didn't he? God said, go up there as a widow woman. I've commanded her to feed you. You know what the word command is? That's the word of God. He's filled him with the word of God. You know why? You know why that raven came out there to see him every day? God told him to. Well, I'd rather be an old black raven delivering a couple of meals to a prophet of God than to be an eagle doing nothing. God told that eagle, raven said, get out there and feed him. Now, when God sent him up to the widow's house, he said, I've commanded her to feed thee there. She did. But listen, she didn't only feed him, he fed her. And don't you ever think you're going to live by faith without getting a lot more you give. Listen, I have no low note to sound, and I have no desire, and I'd say this just like this, I'd rather fall dead on my face right now and be done with it and check out than not to live by faith. I have no desire to live any other way. No other way to live. You can't live. Now, the just shall live by faith. It's a lean life. It's a lonely life. And it's a lawful life. Now, I want you to get this. It's a lawful life in the sight of heaven, and sometimes a lawless life on earth. We're getting so wicked in this country
And we're getting so corrupt in this country, and you can mark this down and put it down for future reference. We're getting so far away from God that to obey God now means to disobey man. We're writing laws in the law books today that are ungodly. And I still believe in separation of church and state. There's a line that's got to be drawn again, and it's going to be drenched with blood if we intend to get freedom back for God's people. We crossed over into Egypt land for some onions and garlics and a welfare check. And brother, the time's going to come when we can't eat that welfare check. I believe that we need to render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. And there's another battle akin to the one Roger Williams and all the rest of them fought, if we're to be free in Christ. The life of faith is a lawful life. It's a Bible life. That's what I mean. The Bible is the law book. Absolutely, we cannot stop short. We cannot go beyond. We've got to stay with one book, and the Word of God becomes. I went through these old Bibles today. I picked them all up. And sometimes when my heart gets heavy, this is what's carried me through. These four Bibles have literally lived with me, and every line's been read many times and marked. These four books has been the only equipment I've had for 20 years now. About 5 years to the Bible. 20 years. These old ragged Bibles. Now I'll tell you something else. Unless you just going to write me another letter, and every once in a while I get one saying, Brother Olaf, how could you be so stupid and ignorant? Got a letter the other day, started off punk. But if I were to wax off in the flesh, and God forbid that I should stay there very long, at least old Brother Punk has gotten some of them redeemed. And there have been some lives changed. There's been homes built. And preachers are preaching, and dope addicts are sitting in this building tonight that would have been in penitentiaries tonight. There are people in this building right now that'd be in insane institutions right now had it not been for Jesus. I said the life of faith is a lean life, it's a lonely life, it's a lawful life, and it's a leaving life. You're always leaving. You never stay in one place very long. I mean, so far as your growth is concerned, for instance, we'll never be able to build this building and say, well, amen. I'm glad that's over with. Now then, let's sit down and rest a while. Brother, we're just fixing to leave again and take off again. It's a life of lunging and plunging. Why, this is just the beginning. Faith is a leaving life. You leave your family many times when you'd like to stay home. You leave your office many times when you'd like to sit in the office, where it's cool and nice and comfortable. You leave your friends many times at the dining table. It's a leaving life. No man who lives by faith, and I'm talking to all of you, that no man who lives by faith ever gets very far without leaving a bunch of things that he'd like to stay with. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about tonight, you practice. You just get in the Word and read nothing but the Bible until God makes it clear and blesses your life with it. It's a lean life. It's a lonely life. It's a lawful life. It's a leaving life. You're always leaving accepted standards.